When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lucy says, hey guys, I've been getting some conflicting answers from my friends. I'm hoping you and your listeners can help me figure out if this is a red flag or just super sweet.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy for almost 2 months. We've been out on about 10 dates or so. We talk every day, sometimes several times, whether it's texting or calling. Things are going awesome, I think. The only thing I'm wondering about is, why hasn't he kissed me yet?
Oh.
Am I wrong to think this is a little odd? We're both in our mid-20s, and if I'm being honest, I kind of expected a goodnight kiss on our first date.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to be the one to initiate it. I want to feel pursued.
Uh-huh.
So now here we are, basically a dozen dates in, no lip action. Some of my friends think it's just him being sweet and old-fashioned, trying to get to know me first before we get physical at all. But some of my other friends think it's a sign he's just not that into me.
Mm.
But the way we interact says he's interested. He's absolutely flirty. So I don't think it's because he's not attracted to me. But what do you guys think? Is there an appropriate time for the first kiss? Because I think we've way passed it up. How do I give him the hint that I'm ready for it without looking like a floozy?
I am not the person to ask. I am very, very dense when it comes to picking up on any of those signals. So,
So think about your when you first started dating your wife.
Uh huh.
Like how many
how'd
dates
that go
in?
Around?
Yes.
How'd that go down?
Pick up signals like she's going to be fine with this? This is an open door. This is the time.
Once we actually decided to say, okay, hey, we're starting to date, it was green light, let's go.
It was game on.
Yeah, I mean, but
you,
it was...
You were smooching at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right.
I mean, you know, when there's been a year and a half of us just knowing each other and all
right.
that, you know...
You've been hipping up to it.
Yeah, I mean, when we finally, like, said, all right.
Let's cross that line between friends and dating, and now let's try out the smooching.
Yeah, right.
Because a lot of times that can be a deal breaker, especially if you've known somebody for a long time. You mm-hmm. might be like, oh, it's like kissing my brother. Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Like that.
Okay, that's great. See, yeah, it worked out.
It wasn't like that.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know when the appropriate time is. I think it's just one of those when you know, and you just roll in and do it. I don't know.
Okay, but so she's then questioning, does he just not know? Is he really not that into me? Otherwise, wouldn't he have made the move at this point?
Okay. Well, you could get over yourself and just make the move.
Okay, and then see how he responds. Sarah's like, you just need to ask him, LOL. Like, why haven't we had a first kiss? Then you'll get the answer. Easy as that.
Right, right. And I don't think you're going to look like a floozy if you're 2 months in.
Yeah.
Like, what year is this, 1950?
Okay. Bianca said, I had an ex I dated for over a year, and we never kissed. He wasn't into saliva. He'd kiss my forehead or cheek or hand, but not on the mouth. Could maybe be something along those lines. Maybe ask him why. Could be a simple germ aversion.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's unusual.
I want to unpack that a little bit more.
I know. Do we need to call Bianca?
Yeah, is it Bianca? Hang on. So did you, quote, make the sandwiches? And he was fine with all that?
She didn't go into that. We just covered kissing, and he was not on board.
He was not on board with kissing, but...
Didn't want to swap saliva.
Okay. I guess I'm jumping to assumptions that maybe you had made the sandwich or two.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, he's fine with those sorts of...
Yes. Exchanges. Yes.
Exchanges.
Yes. 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 Aubrey says feels like he friend-zoned himself.
I don't know.
But then I think he would just, like, either just disappear or say, hey, let's just be friends or something. Like, he's still flirty with her, and the way they're interacting says, I'm into you.
Yeah.
And they're still dating. So I feel like if he wasn't, I'm kind of with her in the thought process of, okay, well, he must be interested if we're still going out on
right.
dates and he's still kind of acting flirty.
I mean, the people that are suggesting, you know, maybe he's gay, maybe he's already married, maybe he's seeing someone else, all that stuff.
Oh.
Could be a possibility, I guess. But
maybe he feels like as long as there's no, like, physical touching or kissing's very, you know, considered intimate, then maybe he thinks, it's fine, I can cheat as long as I'm just hanging out with her.
Does anybody have any really awkward first kiss stories? Love to hear those stories.
And then, of course, it turns out good, like, later.
Well, I mean, maybe, I guess.
Or bad. That's the end of it.
I mean, I'd love to hear those stories like, so 502-795-1997 is our number. If you've got that awkward first kiss story, you know, I don't know if that's helping Lucy or not, but whatever. I think it's a good story.
this is the side road you want to go down.
Yeah, a little side tangent. Let us know. We'd love to hear those stories. It's group therapy, so you can always suggest some things to help Lucy out as well. Lucy has been seeing this guy for 2 months. They haven't kissed. She's thinking, am I missing something? Is he not into me? What? I'm getting mixed signals. What gives?
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, well, of course, there's the people that jump immediately to the conclusion of, well, he's cheating, or he doesn't like girls, or, you know, stuff like that. And a lot of other people are just like, you know what, you could just ask him if you want to do that. Just find out say, hey, why haven't we kissed? Mm-hmm. You know, Jared's just like, I would wait a couple of times. I was always nervous. Sometimes I waited too long. You kiss him. Make the first move. Maybe he's just missing cues.
Ah, gotcha.
There's quite a few men that were just like, you know, I wasn't always great at reading cues.
Right. Well, yeah, myself included. And, you know, it was funny because my wife called while the song was playing, and she was like, hey, you know what? Today was the anniversary of our first date.
Oh,
yeah!
Hence the first kiss.
It was September 27th. It was the date of our first.
Oh, look at that!
It was the date of many firsts.
Do you normally celebrate it?
It was the date of many firsts.
All right. Okay. Is this something you typically celebrate, like with a special dinner or anything like that?
No, I mean it's my mom and her husband's anniversary now too. So it kind of got, you know, less important, and we just celebrate our wedding anniversary. But we'll give a wink and a nod to each other on September 27th. Be like, yep, another year.
Uh huh. And then, do you feel the need to recreate the firsts?
Well, Kelly, it's only 7:50 in the morning, but
later on, check back.
I mean, check back tomorrow. We'll find out.
That's great.
All right. So the most awkward first kiss that you had, Sarah, you got a story?
Man, do I ever.
Okay.
Okay. So I was a freshman in high school. I was really awkward and was semi-interested in this guy. And this guy was super interested in me walking in the park one day. And I was like, okay, like maybe we could cross the friendship line. And he was like, oh yeah, we're crossing that friendship line. And kissed me. Well, that's the moment I found out this guy had no teeth.
Wait, you were a freshman in high school and this other high schooler didn't have teeth?
Yes.
Oh, no. Did he explain it?
He said that he had some weird, like, medical issue with his teeth. I don't know if it was true or false, but I kind of, like, deterred my attraction rather quickly.
Oh, bless his heart, though. Oh, oh, I mean, what if that would be tragic if that's the case.
Teeth. Oh, gosh. What about it?
And, Sarah, you didn't know he didn't have any teeth until you actually started... like kissing?
Yes. Like I noticed that he didn't really smile, like with
Oh my
teeth,
gosh.
But I didn't either because I had this huge gap in my teeth, like the London look.
Oh my gosh. That
oh
is
wow.
So weird. Thank you, Sarah, by the way.
I don't know if going down the road of awkward first kisses is going to give her the confidence.
I don't know, because
to make the move for the first kiss.
Because Megan
like,
said
a good road to go down.
Listen, Megan's is dark. She said my first kiss was with my boyfriend at the time at his dad's visitation after he died at the funeral.
Oh no.
Like dark. My gosh.
Oh gosh. Like she like he was sad, so let's make him feel better by having a kiss.
So oh my goodness. Jasmine said, oh my gosh, awkward first kiss story. I was at a bonfire party with friends. Girl I was really into kissed me, but her hair got caught in my glasses. Glasses came off my face and proceeded to get destroyed by dancers at the party.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my gosh. I was literally thinking that you were going to say her hair caught on fire.
Oh, yeah, no, that's it's better that it didn't. Oh, good. Oh, goodness gracious.
Patrick says, now I'm going to remember September 27th for two reasons. One is my brother's birthday, and two is Ben's Bam Bam Day. Patrick, if I could knuckle, if I could give you, you know, knuckles through the radio, I would, buddy. Right there, buddy.
Oh, please write it on the calendar as Ben's Bam Bam Day. Please. Please, so we can all look at that.
That was the day I became
now.
A man.
Okay. Oh, Dustin, my first kiss was at church. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. I need to know, like, what point? Are you in the middle of a sermon? Was this after? What is happening? Was this passing the offering plate?
Another listener texted in and said, Alpine ice skating rink, circa 1995, worst first kiss ever. Me and a rando girl decide to kiss. I press my lips as hard as I can to hers, but I have my mouth open slightly. My braces tear into her lips. My mouth filled with blood. And I'm thinking to myself, this girl is so into this. I pull back to blood dripping down her face. She screams, run away, never saw her again.
Wow.
This is so funny.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Haley said one time I was kissing this guy who I'd recently met. He stopped in the middle and asked if I was the first guy if he was the first guy I had ever kissed. When I said no, he asked if he was the best, and I'd tell him yes, even though he's definitely not.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was just kind of weird that he decided to stop in the middle to ask for a little ego boost.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think we need to, like, rate it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say that I went on a date with a really good friend of mine's brother. He was older, so in college. And so at the end of the night, we were trying to do the smoochy-smoochy. And I just kind of noticed it was really, like, there was no movement.
No movement.
Yeah, it was just kind of like
what do you mean, like no movement?
Like
where
kissing a mannequin?
Oh, okay,
a little bit.
Okay.
And come to find out, he does not like girls.
Oh.
I don't know if I was the final
that
straw that let him figure that out.
He was like, let me try Kelly. Yep, definitely not.
Yep, nope. I definitely don't like girls.
That's not definitely
right.
That's definitely not for me.
Well, all right. I was bummed because I wanted to be my good friend's sister-in-law.
Yeah,
you know, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this would be great. We could be sisters. No. That's not going to work out.
Becca said, went in too hard on a first kiss, broke my veneer.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Wow.
Ow.
Ow. Oh, dang. Oh, those are pricey.
Oh, dude. Shoot.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you just, if you clank teeth.
Yeah.
If you go into,
yeah.
Went in a little
hard.
Went
in aggressive. A little hard. That's what she said. Giggity. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you for all the texts and the stories. Those are fun.
Did we gave her solid advice and you
yeah,
make the first move.
Make
and
the
then
move.
We then ruined it by giving all these potential disasters that could happen.
No, we're showing her that, look, other people have been in her place.
Okay.
There have been awkward things that have happened.
It's probably going to be magical for her, though.
And it's the anniversary of my Bam Bam Day. So all is well.
I don't think that's
all is well.
We really tarnished this whole thing. I don't know. Bad idea.
And you're welcome.
I don't think we helped.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.